The weekend that was started off pretty mildly, but escalated. I would like to get through just one weekend without any reports of violence. Thursday night yet again saw some more chest puffing. As ridiculous as it is, it definitely beats the alternative, which is unnecessary alcohol-related violence. With all the recent chest puffing that has been going on, it might be time to rename the night to Chest Puff Thursday. Friday fight night was definitely off the chain last weekend. I spent most of the night at the uni bar feeding the crowd attending Final Fling. There were a lot of little problems around the place downtown, with lots of young people and others drinking in the streets. The most notable incident involved a very violent fight that occurred just before midnight. The incident started with some verbal arguments in the street. This went on for some time before one of the persons involved decided to remove their shirt. Clearly, things were escalating and violence was imminent. A good Samaritan tried to intervene in the argument to prevent it from escalating into a full-blown fight. This went on for a few minutes, during which time the Good Samaritan was pushed. The Good Samaritan then seemed to be walking away when he was violently punched in the face. The blow was very unexpected and knocked him to the ground. His friend went to his assistance and was also set upon. He was also knocked to the ground. While on the ground, the first guy was then repeatedly kicked and stomped on. Both guys were left unconscious while their attackers ran off. Street security or police were nowhere to be seen before the punches and kicks started. A few more Good Samaritans immediately went to the aid of those left unconscious and bleeding once the violence stopped. It took a couple of minutes for the street security to arrive. The ambulance took a few more minutes and the police a few more minutes still. Those assaulted were conveyed to hospital where they remained overnight. I was contacted the next day by a relative of one of the men assaulted. He advised me that both men had superficial injuries, with one man having a broken jaw. Both were released from hospital the following afternoon. Here is hoping they recover very quickly without any permanent problems. Saturday night was another fairly busy one in Lismore. There was little violence noted, since the majority of the crowd were university graduates having a great time. One incident did raise some concerns, since it involved some underage girls and one underage guy who were hanging on the street. Even though they should not be there, they should still be kept safe. The young people had no money on them to get home, and police refused to give them a lift after they attended the police station asking for some help. They were later approached by an intoxicated older guy who was trying to get the girls to return to his home to drink alcohol with him. The young guy got very angry at this and confronted the guy. A few of us who saw this intervened and told the guy to go away and leave the young people alone. The street security arrived shortly after, seemingly as a result of seeing the incident on CCTV. They were advised of the situation, but the older guy had since disappeared. The young people got home safely. This is 92.9 River FM and I am Big Rob. Find me on Facebook by following the Big Rob's rant links on the Big Rob's website at bigrobs.com.au.